We're Be'ezrat Hashem learning Yerushalmi Makis Daf Aleph. The Mishnah starts, Ketzad Eidim Nasim Zemim. If witnesses say false Eidos, how do they become Zemimim, perjurers, that they should receive a punishment? Me'idim Anu Be'ish Pleni. If they say we're saying Eidos, testifying at a certain person, Shehu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, that he is the son of a divorced woman, or the son of a woman that had chalitza. In this case, we do not say that he should become the person, that the edom that said false edos, that they should become a ben gerusha ben chalitza. Instead, they receive malchus. Next case, if they say edos and the person shuchayiv golius, that he killed someone b'shaking and he has to go to exile. We don't say that the Edom go instead of him to exile. They get Malchus 30. Third case. They testify that a man divorced his wife but did not give her Kasuba. The Mishnah says at the end of the day, either today or tomorrow, he will pay the Kasuba. So they're not really, weren't going to change if yet or not. Ella Imrim Lay, Kama Adam Rates, Ella Imdim. So how do you pay back? Ella Imdim, Kama Adam Rates, and Tinkusubasa Shalzu. Meaning, say, regardless, the person eventually would have to give the Kasuba if he divorces her. Ella Imdim, Kama Adam Rates, and Tinkusubasa Shalzu. We assess how much a person would want to give, pay for this person's Kasuba, for the ownership of Kasuba, Shemnis Armalin Yiskarsha, that if the woman will become divorced or widowed, then he takes over the ksuba. V'imesa yirshena ba'ela. But if she should die, then her husband will inherit it and not the person that paid for this ksuba. So how much that person would want to pay for that ksuba, that's how much she gives. Amar Abyesi Barchanina, Hakil haya b'chlal leisana b'recha eitcha akar. Everything was included in leisana. So in that, we have in the next Mishnah that Rameir says that you get two malchus, once because of Lisana and one by Sisam Lekashazama. So why in our cases do we only say that you get 40 malchus? So Rabbi Yisrael Rechanina explains, Hakal Hei B'chal Lisana, Echaka, everything was included. Yotza Vasisam Lekashazama lasts La'achis. La'achiv, the Pasuk Vasisam is telling you only the ones that are part of Vasisam like that you could do Kashazama like they wanted to do. The ones that you're going to be able to do kasha zaman, they also get malchus because of leisana. Like by us, you can make it him a ben gerushim and chalutza, and we're not mechayiv him and galus. In those cases, we do not ain at mekayim by leisana b'recha, don't have leisana b'recha, so they don't get the extra 40 malchus of leisana, and they only get 40 malchus because im b'makayis rasha. Davar acher, vasisem loy v'loy lazari. It says in the pasuk by vasisem loy to do to him and not to his children. If you're going to make him a ben gerusha mechalutza, then his kids will be halalim. So that we do not make him a ben gerusha mechalutza, and because we don't make him a ben gerusha mechalutza, that's why he only has leisane. He only gets malchus of leisane, but he doesn't get malchus of the pasuk of kasha zaman because he's not part of that parsha, because it might them Levi Lelazari. A third shot, Yeshua ben Levi, Emir Vasisem Lei. It says in the pasuk Vasisem Lei, Shtei Devar Mesurim LeBezdin, that they should do two things were given to Bezdin, Atefes Echzman. When Bezdin was given two things, you only do one of them. So over here, when there would be Malchus and another Malchus or something else, we only give him one. They disagree with Rameir, they hold that you only give one Malchus. Yatzadat v'shul masal l'shamayim, but something that's masal l'shamayim, like karas, or misi b'day shamayim, that you could get misi b'day shamayim and get Malchus. Abshu ben le, ksiv, the Gemara says, it says, lo yichal al zari ba'amav, ein li el azari shum mischal. We only know that that his children become mechal. He atzme minayin, how do you know this lady that he came on, that she, be'asura, that she also becomes mechol? V'dinhu, Umahu ma'im zazer shalei avar veira. The children didn't do anything wrong. Harehu mischal, they become a chol. He shavar avera. This lady that did avera, ain't a din shet mischal. Should she not Obviously, she becomes a chol. Frak the Gemara, who atzmeit the yechiach, the man himself, which came onto this lady, shemi mechiach, she'avar ve'er, because he sinned, ve'enim is chol, and he doesn't become a chol, only his kids do. So maybe his wife, this lady they came on, shouldn't either. Zak the Gemara, loy, im amartin be'ish, she'enim mischal b'chol makin. A person is never mischal, even if a person came on a slave, or a zayna, on a horse, she does not become, he does not become a chol. Taim rabbi isha, she'enim mischal b'chol makin. If she came on a psal, she becomes a chalala. So in this case also, you should say that she became a chalala. V'hayul him is chalala, es b'chal makim, din hushit is chalala. The same way, if she becomes a chalala everywhere else, it makes sense that she should become a chalala. Zok to Gemara, v'im nafshe chalaymer. You might argue on the original point that a lady should become a chalala, that it doesn't make sense. Because she was not created b'isser, only her child was created b'isser. So maybe dafka someone that was actually created b'isser, not somebody that just aver was done with. Zok to Gemara, no, it should have said lo yichel, and it says lo yichalel. Af mi shehaya kosher v'nischalel. Even someone that was kosher and nischalel, like the woman, she becomes a chalol. Now, Bar Pedia explains why Edim Zemim don't become Ben Gerusha. Hamichalel v'lo nischalel. It says Hamischalel, Loi Nischalel, if the Mischalel himself would have not became a, doesn't become a Chalol, these people that just said that this person should become a Chalol, meaning the father that made the children of Ben Gerushim and Chalutza, when he came on a Gerushim and Chalutza, he himself doesn't become a Chalol. These Aiden that wanted to make someone make a Chalol, and they themselves didn't actually become a Chalol, how can you say that they should become a Mechalol? So that's where they get Malka Zabot. Eidim shenizdamu, Rabbi Yechina Omer Sheker. As the Gemara explains, Eidim shenizdamu v'chazru v'nishtakru. They lied about something that they became zama, they perjured themselves, klapim money, and something, klapim malchus, and klapim money. Rabbi Yechina Omer Sheker, it says twice Sheker. It says, hine a Sheker, hoi a Sheker, ano. So Melo, they get Malkus, he holds that they get Malkus, and they have to pay money. Rabbi Loza Amar, Rasha, that Rabbi Loza disagrees, and he says, it says Rasha, Nemer Rasha, B'mechai Meimis, it says Rasha, B'mechai Meimis, because that's who Rasha Lomas, V'nemer Rasha, B'mechai Malkus, because it says Imim, Mechaiser Rasha. Ma Rasha, Shenemer, Mechai Meimis, Ein, Mam, and Eitzel Mitzel, the same way by money. By Misa, we don't pay money when there's Misa. Af Rasha, Shenemer, Mechai Malkus, Ein, Mam, and Eitzel Malkus, we do not get pay money when there's Malkus. Bar Pedia, Amen. Now Bar Pedia goes and explains the next case why they don't go Golas. It says, V'hu yonis v'loim zamav. Dafka, somebody that killed B'shoigi goes to Golas and not people that tried getting someone else to go by falsifying Eidus. It said in the mission of Eim Shalman Kol Ksuba, about the case of the Ksuba, so Gemara explains, Eim Shalman Kol Ksuba, El Mishalman Hei Tevis Hanayis Ksuba, so they only pay the Teva Hano that someone would pay for this Ksuba. Kate said, like the mission explained, Eimer Kama Adam Reitzin Lid the Ksuba Shalzu, Shama Thomas, Mechai Ebali, maybe she's going to die in the husband's still alive, Yerushen Abayla, and she'll Yarshin, and her husband will Yarshin her, Shama Yomis Bayla, Mechai Ebali, Yerush Hala, as Ksuba, and this person was paying that he would get Yarshin his the ksuba lefi kachu mishalim, and how much a person would pay for that, that's how much you would be mishalim. Now, Alacha Beis, the next mission, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, me'idim anu b'ish pleni shu chayiv l'chaveri elav zuz, amanas litna mikam v'achalish mi'im. They falsify Eidos, that testimony, that they say this person borrowed 1,000 zuz, and he has to pay it back within 30 days. But he says, no, really, mikam v'ades shonim, I have up to 10 years to pay it. So the Alacha is, oimdim, and since I said false aidness, oimdim kam adam reitzin litin v'yi elav zuz biyodav bein litna mikam v'chleshiyin bein litna mikam v'dasashonim. At the end of the day, the guy needed to pay back money. The question was just how, if he needed to pay back within 30 days, like he said, or that he needs to pay back within 10 years, like the aidness said, or within 10 years, like he himself said. So the halach is, you have to pay how much a person would want to pay to have the zuz, that extra 9 years and 11 months. Midamanu, another case. Midamanu b'ish pleni shuchayiv l'chaveri masayim zuz v'nim tzizayim. We say a person owes 1,000, a person owes 200 zuz, and they turned out that they found to be perjurers. Loikin u'mashalmim, they pay, and they get malchus. Shaloi Hashem mevi l'di malchus, mevi l'di tashlumim. Not the same count that brings it to bring malchus, brings it to be tashlumim, because the case of of tashlumim is kashizavim, the case of malchus is loisana b'racha e'chakar. If you mishalim, you do not pay. If they say Eidos in a person that he's Chayiv Malkus, and it turned out to be false, like him Shmeinim. Or holds that you pay Shmeinim. Why? You pay once. They were trying to falsify Eidos that this person has to pay, has to get Malkus. So for that, they get Kasha Zamam, they get Malk, they get 40. And for Laisana, they get 40. They're Vermeer, that's Vermeer. You only get Malkus 40. Mishal Shalim B'mam and V'ena Mishal Shalim B'malkus. If there were Eidos, we divide between them, Klape, how much money they was supposed to. Let's say they tried falsifying Eidos, the guy has to give $1,000, you split it 500, 500 if there's two. But the Amish Alshim and Malkus, by Malkus, each one gets all 40 Malkus. We do not divide it between them. Ketzat, he either shu chayiv l'chavir m'sayim zuz, like they chayiv 200 zuz, like we just explained. Benim tzazayim, Mishal Shalom, and they divide it between them. But he either shu chayiv Malkus habayim, benim tzazayim, kol echad ve'echad, Mishal Shalom, like habayim, every single one of them gets Malkus, 40 Malkus.